Blog Talk Radio. our Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio at the same time. Again, if you have any feedback or hear any feedback, please let me know so I would know how to try to adjust some things if possible. So again, this is Friday night, April 19th, 2024. We thank you all for joining us, being a part of the service on tonight. It's also my anniversary for getting hired at Cook County Hospital, April 19th, 1993. I started working at Cook County Hospital, and I started out at MICU. I moved on from that to other departments, and I thank God for that. I just want to say, on tonight, I had asked someone to, I mentioned this earlier, Blog Talk on Facebook. I mentioned it again so that you all could hear what I had said. I asked someone to assist me with tonight's program. I wanted to talk about that person, what did they get out of and what they felt they needed more of, or did they feel that if they were equipped or highest affect them by being raised by a single parent at a point in time in their life. But that person works, that he's been working two jobs, and he said he was tired. And he was okay, but then I guess getting off, coming in from doing the other work, they said they got tired, so let people rest. So anyway, let's talk about some things. Tonight, I was looking at the news on today and looking at special things on yesterday also and just listening to what was being said. Now, I wonder, do we really pay attention to what the Bible says? I wonder, do we really look at it from all points of life, you know, natural and spiritual? Do we really believe in the word that God has put here? And do we really hide it in our hearts? Do we really meditate on it? Do we really think about it? Because when you look and see and hear things going on the news where they're saying this is going on, that's going on, they tell you what somebody's doing or going to court for, and people are saying, well, they're a liar, they're a scam artist, they're a cheater, they're this, they're that. When you look at stuff and you know what's going on. Hey, Nate, my grandson, how you doing? I miss you, baby. I hope you're being blessed and taken care of. Remember, God is the way. He knows that's a little conversation me and him have a lot, but I mean by that. But anyway, I was looking at the news, and when they said that Israel reacted, did you begin to start praying? Did you begin to, you can't call me right now, Nate. I'm on a ministry line, so I can't talk right now. Call me about 10 o'clock if you got time. So did you begin to start praying, and did you begin to start remembering what the word of God said, that he said those that bless Israel, he will bless. But those that curse Israel, he will curse. You know, so we are living in a day and time where we have to know that we're getting to that place where we're getting to the point of a choice. My sign says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We're getting in a place where you can't be scared. You can't be lukewarm be kind of cold, kind of hot. That's what I mean by lukewarm. God said you're either going to be hot or cold. So you got to decide what your decision is going to be. When you look at the word and it says mother against daughter, father against son, when you look at the word and it teaches you that they rather believe a lie than the truth. When you look at the word and it teaches you that they love entertainment more than they love God. When you look at the word and it teaches you about when you see this day approaching. When you look at the word, do you just look at it as, oh, it's a nice romantic story, or, oh, it was a good book to read, or, oh, that was a good idea. Who put it in? Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a thought. But when you look at it, are you actually understanding this is the word of God that he has given to different people to write, prophets, apostles? Do you understand that everybody's going to try to give you their opinion? But when you repent and you have a relationship with God and you get up and you can talk with God and you can listen to God and you can hear God because you recognize his voice and you can see the words in the Bible come alive. I know you probably said, what she mean by that? I remember I used to hear people say it all the time. The word of God is life. It'll come alive in your vision. It will come alive in your heart. I remember one time reading a passage. And when I tell you that passage, those words jumped off that page in my face, I kind of stepped back because I had never experienced that. And I said, what's that? I said, Lord, what's that? And I remember what I read about a situation. I literally saw it come to life. And I said, oh, my God. Your word came to life. Now, I was younger. And my life, and I started to understand that when it said it's a living word, this is a living word. These are not just words on paper. Like somebody wrote down, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Now, you have enough common sense that when you, as children, when you read that, they had a picture book, but in the same sense, you could see in your mind, your picture mind, that Jack and Jill is walking up a hill, a grassy hill, to fetch a pail of water. You could see Jack fell down, and he hurt his head, he broke his crown. But Jill came tumbling up. You can see that. Why is it in the natural you can read a book and see it come to life, but when you read this book, this, the Holy Word, you can't see it come to life. You look at it like that this is saying this one and this is saying that one. Three people can look at the same picture and they could both say, okay, put it like this. Three people can look at the American flag. We know it's red, white, and blue. But you ask somebody else, they may say, well, it's, you know, blue, white, and red, or white, red, and blue. Whatever the colors are still the same, but it depends on the order they put it in. You can look at the same picture, the same flag, but three people going to tell you three different ways. Some is going to say, "Well, this person, they made the flag, but this person changed the flag, and this person added to the flag because after states was coming in." they had to add another star, and they had to do it. Each one is going to tell the same story, but they're going to tell it differently. But it's the same story, the same beginning, the same input, and the same ending. They're going to tell the same story. So whether it was Peter, Paul, Matthew, or James, or whoever told it, they told the same story, especially in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, they tell the story, but each time they tell it, they go back to the law of Moses. No matter how they tell it, they tell the same story. No matter how you look at it as the chosen people. But after a while, because the chosen people, it seemed like they didn't want to just love on the Lord continually, God opened it up, thank God, that when he sent Jesus back, he died for all of our sins. He died for each and every one of us, that he opened up the gift of eternal life in the kingdom of God. When you look at the word of God, why can't you see the word come alive? You know, I love me and my sister, Apostle Elect, Cecilia, we laugh about, we love this song to say, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? You know, we laugh about that a lot. But in the same sense, we laugh and we're talking to each other, but we literally see people out here that they don't love God. They don't love the Lord. They don't acknowledge or understand or talk about the Holy Spirit. They don't put themselves in a position to understand that the Word of God gives life. I have a cousin, I read something on Facebook today where she says that the devil always, here he come again. So I wrote on her page in so many words, I said, the devil was always on his job. Now it's time for you to get on yours. This cousin of mine, her mom was my cousin, but because I loved her mom so, me and my sisters and brothers and them, we loved her so, we didn't call her cousin, we called her auntie. Because she was our cousin, but she was my cousin's auntie, and the other was mother. But she had children older than me, and she had children the same age and younger. But I loved her so much, I called her auntie. I loved her so much, I always made it my way to go out my way to go by and see her. Where I knew she would catch the bus to work, I would go by to make sure I called her at the bus stop so I could take her home. I mean, take her to work. When she was getting off work, I would make sure I was in the neighborhood by her job so I could see her so she wouldn't have to get on the bus because I love my auntie. I loved her. She was very close with my mom. And one thing I know about my cousin's mother was my auntie lived by faith, just as my mom and my other aunties did. They lived by faith. Everything they did was by faith. They constantly spoke to you about the word of God, telling you that faith, you know, they would always say, faith don't fail me now. You know, my faith, I live by faith. By faith, I trust God. By faith, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. My auntie caught the bus because she wanted to, because she trusts God like that. I don't care how cold it was outside or how it was raining. You would see my auntie out there with her coat on, a skirt, and her stockings. She didn't wear pants. She would be on the bus stop. It could be below zero, but she would be out there dressed because when you saw her, you knew it was something different about her because she lived by faith. She lived by every word of God. But I said to my cousin, now you get on your job and you work by faith. And she texted back, or she replied back and said, thank you, I needed that. And I said, good. I'm not going by kind of paraphrasing what both of us said. I said, good. on your job and go by faith because it's in you. Because your mom was a witness of faith, where they grew up at, where they lived at, where they came out of, how they lived. I mean, nothing but faith. This woman of God was so powerful in the body of Christ when she would praise God. She would praise God to the point that if you was in the house, not just in the church, but if you was in the house, and our family used to have, they would break out with a prayer meet at any time. And prayer broke out, and she began to pray and praise God, the house would go up. Back then, when those men and women of God, true men and women of God, would, I got to pick it up, live this, when they would apply this, when they would apply this word meant something. I want to just read something to you real quick. I'm going to read a couple of verses. It says, Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands towards the holy oracle. That when they prayed for real. When they prayed like nothing was going to get in their way. They didn't play with it. They prayed with it. When they prayed, they believed everything they prayed. That was Psalms 28 I was reading. This is Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrow of death compassed me, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, but the snares of death prevented me. I, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cries came before him, even unto his ears. When I was growing up, my parents and my auntie, they showed us and taught us that we had to live and walk by faith. They told us that when we blessed God, the blessings of the Lord came down. They taught us that the reason America was blessed was because they blessed Israel. They taught us that you cannot let people tell you or try to teach you something that it's not in his word. Receive no other doctrine. They taught us that. They taught us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. They taught us that if we lack wisdom, ask. They taught us to take our cares to him because he cares for us. They taught us that if we honor our mother and our father, our days shall be long on this green earth that the Lord has given us. They taught us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They taught us that God was holy. They taught us that when we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed should be thy name. They taught us that, that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. They taught us that, that he went to hell and he got the keys to the, from hell. I'm trying to say so much that I'm just trying to, what they taught us, we went to school and we learned about Jack and Jill and Humpty Dumpty. But at home, they taught us the word of God. They taught us that if the joy of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. They taught us that the Lord was a high tower. They taught us that that he conquered death. They taught us the Ten Commandments. They taught us to not just know God and his goodness, but to fear God because he was a jealous God. They taught us to not always have our heart desire something other than, Lord, I desire to please you. I desire to serve you. I desire to worship you. They taught us to not just go to God with our mouth open. I won't, I won't, I won't. Can I have? They taught us to go into the kingdom of worship. Go into the kingdom with praise. Go before God with a sacrifice. They taught us to give God our heart. They taught us to be honest. Lord, it ain't no, I might not be God. I know I ain't been doing what I'm supposed to do. I know I haven't been in your presence. They taught us before we started talking to him to give him honor and glory, to repent and to give him thanks, to acknowledge and recognize. And then they taught us to be quiet. See, a lot of times when we go before God, it's because somebody hurt our feelings or broke our heart or I need this, I want this. Sometimes stop by to say, God, I just stop by to say hi. I stop by to ask you how you doing. You know, God has a sense of humor. He has to. You know why I say that? Because sometimes when we look back over our life and see some of the outfits we used to wear, and we better not have took a picture in it, and we look at it and be like, or we just sit back and we look at some of the things or people that God brought us out of or from around or got them out of our life. And we have to sit back and say, God, what was I thinking? We sit back and say, when God say, no, when we wanted something or somebody, he didn't let us have it or let us have them. We sit back and just, we want to say, God, thank you. Because that could have been me. Woo! God has a sense of humor. Sit down and laugh and talk with God sometimes. If I could rub his shoulders or his back or massage his feet, give him a pedicure, manicure, I would. But we have to sit back and, you know, tell God, Lord, sometimes, God, I don't know what to say to you. Yeah, we always say, God, know my heart. Mm-hmm. It's in his word. In his word, there's no good thing that dwells in the heart of man, especially if you ain't got God in it. When God know I ain't ready, when would you ever be ready? We weren't even born ready. We was born in sin and iniquity. When would you ever be ready? You can't be ready. You can't even get ready. You just have to repent and say, God, I'm yours. Clean me up, Lord. God, do what only you can do. Wash me clean, God. Try me, Lord. I'm yours. God, don't let me hear what they say. God, let me hear what you say. What you say, God? If God is telling you like he told Abraham, when Abraham had Lot with him, and he told Lot to look that way. In other words, as far as you can go, you can have that. And whichever way Abraham went, Lot had to go the other way. Because, see, sometimes God has to take you away or take you out of a situation. Okay, I'm gonna give you a good example. When we were younger, me and my sister had made up our minds we were going to go to the military. I don't know if I thought she was playing or I thought she was kidding. There's a difference between playing and kidding. But she was for real. And when she decided to go away, it broke my heart because it was my best friend. But you know how you take your sister or your brother or even your parents, you take your family for granted while you have them because you have them every day. But anyway, my sister went on and went away. and I stayed. But it worked out for the both of us because while she was gone, somebody needed to be here to help with our parents. Even though I still had siblings here, but one person couldn't do it all. Anyway, while she was gone, she learned to trust God even the more. She was in the Army, so she went to overseas. She saw warfare. She saw a whole lot of stuff. She dealt with a whole lot of stuff. But I saw from the other side, when she was out in the war zone, I saw the faith of God was through my mother, where my mother was able to, I don't know how she did it to this day, but my mother was worried about my sister, so somehow she got a phone. I don't know what kind of phone it is because I don't know what they have in the military, but she was able to talk to my sister in the war zone. See, I'm not telling you what I heard about faith. I'm telling you what I know about faith. What I saw my mother do. I saw my mother put care packages together and send them to my sister. And I saw things that I only heard people say, I wish I could. But I was like, well, they mom don't know God like my mom. I thought my mama had a red phone. God have a red phone in heaven that when it ring, he knew it was her. And he picked it up and made things happen for her. I'm just telling what I thought about growing up because I saw some things that nothing but faith can make happen. And I saw how we would get sick and different little things. And I remember my mom would give us Castrol. Well, I'll say mean Castrol, or she would rub stuff on us. But I remember before she gave or did anything, she would pray over it. And I remember we had a family doctor. See, I didn't know that everybody didn't have a family doctor growing up, but we did. We had a family doctor. And she would take us to our family doctor, and he would make sure we was taken care of. And I'm just saying the stuff that I grew up seeing, people may want to call us spoiled or whatever, but we wasn't poor. We was poor, but my mother had favor. And she had favor because she had faith that God would make things happen for her when nobody else could see it happen. I'm just trying to say we're living in a time where we got to be able to see. We lived in a time when we was growing up where we got to see the miracles. We watched things happen, and we saw the wonders. We're still living in a time of wonder. We're still living, you know, the Word of God talk about signs and miracles and the wonders of God. When I think of the things that we grew up, I remember having a scarlet fever growing up. I remember falling down or playing so that I almost cut my thumb off. I just so much stuff we did. We was, me and my sister and a friend of ours, we used to work over by Cabrini Green at the Isham Y, and we would walk, we would go play volleyball and softball and stuff in the projects, and we would walk through the courtyards, and people be shooting down in the courtyard, and like in the wintertime, we would see the bullets where we go into the snow, but it didn't hit us. When I think of how my mother would pray for us, when I think of how my dad would come get us because we was over there playing volleyball at New Life and on, Wells or LaSalle, over in that area, we was over there playing volleyball, and he would come pick us up and let me drive the car. And so when I think of the things we went through in life, and I think about and look back over and say, you know, our parents were strict on us. Oh, we were so mad when we were young because our parents were strict and we couldn't do this and we couldn't do that. But when they did let us go places, I really didn't pay attention until I got older to understand that they would let us use God in heaven. We didn't have to ride with nobody else. They would let us use their car. That means me and Cecilia left together. We had to come back together. And we would let our friends ride with us. And we didn't have no job, really, you know, after school job, get the little credit at school, a couple of dollars from the little check. But we would use their gas. We would use their car. And we would go to, you know, we was young. We would go to St. Joseph, the Nimbus, Maxwell Sweeney, the Copper Box, the Vinci. I'm talking about just places we were going to, the Tupelo, River's Edge, the Taste Entertainment Center. We were young. We were young, and we was doing these things. When we was in high school, we would go over to the Hammond House, different places. Our parents would take us and drop us off, or if they let us go, tell us we had to be back at a certain time. And well, the party don't start at this time, that time. Well, call me. So if they told us, we say, oh, we got to be back home by 10:30, 11 o'clock, but call me at 10. Believe me, we was watching that clock, and we was at the phone at 10 o'clock calling to see if we could stay out a little later. We didn't get mad, or we didn't get this or that. If our parents said to be home at a certain time, we did because we knew if we didn't, we couldn't do it the next time. But as we got older and we became grown and we looked back over at a time and it said, you know what, when we thought our parents were being rude to us, they wasn't. They was loving us. They was loving on us. They was protecting us. And we didn't know it because while we was out here having all the fun in the world, we was dancing and doing our thing, they was at home praying for us. And we didn't know. We were just living our life. You know, and when I think of all the stuff, and, you know, I'm saying that because, like I started off saying, Israel, you have to know when you're a part of Israel. In our life story, in our house, my mom was our Moses. She was our blessing. When we think about the parts of our life, our mom was our gift from God, for like in the New Testament, because she trusted Jesus and she followed Jesus, she became our lifeline because she loved on us. With my cousins, them, because of their mom, I don't want to put nobody out there because, you know, I don't want to tell nobody else's testimony. I'm going to let them tell it, but I had to tell what I knew about my auntie, which was my cousin, but she really was, I called her my auntie, the way she loved on her children, which everybody thought, oh, they so strict, they did. They called us holy rollers. But then I thought about it, you know, I'm flipping around because I'm just saying, you know, tonight we're just discussing, we're just talking. And I remember friends to make fun of me because my mom was a holy roller. I told this testimony a while back, and we needed to have some trip money. And I remember me and Cecilia was in school at the same time, and then Sheila was also in school, but she was at one school, we was at the other school, so it just seemed like everybody needed trip money or something at the same time. My mother made things happen because of her faith. But anyway, I went with my friend to get the money from her mom. And when I saw we had to go to a tavern to get the money from her mom, I was like, my mom, my daddy catch me in here, around here. My eyes was just as big as they are now. He going to kill me. I can't, you know, because I respected my parents. I was terrified of my parents, disappointing them in or getting caught by them doing something wrong. Anyway, her mama was on the floor in the back of the tavern drunk with some man just sitting by or standing up. I don't remember exactly what. But I laughed and said, don't you ever talk about my mom again. At least I knew my mom was there. If she wasn't at home, she was at work. If she wasn't at work, she was at church. We never came in the house and there was no food there. We never came in the house and the heat was off or the lights was off. My mother was always cooking, selling dinners or selling clothes or Avon or baking cakes that my sister Cecilia wouldn't cut the top off of eating. That's another story. She going to kill me tonight for it, but I had to tell it. You know, my mother was doing something because she was showing us that it's a way to make money. She was showing us about a virtuous woman that would take her goods, her bread to the gate and mom was. When I think about how we was able to say, well, our moms were no drunks, with no wine heads and stuff like that. Everybody couldn't say that. And I didn't realize that till I got old. You know how you had the friends, but you don't tell your parents, you don't let us do nothing. They mama, they dad, let them do it. And she said, well, that's them. I'm not they mama or they dad or whatever. My dad would be like, I don't care what you say. I said, no, it's no. Our parents didn't let them play them against one another. I asked him something, he'll say, ask your mama. We asked our mama something, she'll say, ask your daddy. They would send us back and forth till we got tired and then said, could y'all just let us know, please? And they would talk. And they already made up their mind, but they didn't allow us to play them against one another. If they was in agreement, they was in agreement. If they wasn't in agreement, we never knew. But if she said no, he said no. If she said yes, he said yes. But they had to come to an agreement once. Once they came to an agreement, we would get either the answer we wanted or we didn't. We didn't always get the answer we wanted, believe me. But the fact was, our parents taught us how to live by the word of God. And they made sure we understood that we were living by the word of God. And that's why on tonight, I wanted to talk with someone that had to live in a house, was raised up in a household with a single parent, to see from their point of view how did they receive life. Because even if my sisters was to give you their testimony or their outlook, because each one of us had a different relationship with our parents, each one would tell a different version, because it depends if you was the older one, the middle one, or the youngest one. Each version is different. And that's what people fail to understand. There's different versions of the body of Christ, the word of Christ, because we're all different members. You have to know your place and your part in the body of Christ. So I said a whole lot tonight. I hope I wasn't rambling on that you all didn't get. But it basically is about knowing when to be a blessing, knowing how to be a blessing, and knowing how to receive the blessing. So I'm going to say the blog talk, if anyone's on there and they want to make a comment now, to please do so at this time. The lines are open. Must not have anybody on Blog Talk that wants to make a comment at this time. That's okay. And for those that's on Facebook, thank you for listening. Thank you for your input, for who was about to say something on Facebook, or those that's listening, and whether it's live or on the replay. I just want to say to you all, thank you.
Minister Sylvia.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say I enjoyed the program, and of course I couldn't get off of mute, but I decided I'll just go ahead and once it came off mute, let you know I enjoyed the program. Love you, this is Cecilia.
Thank you so much. So for those that's on Facebook that took the time out to listen in, I hope somebody got something out of tonight's conversation. Just know that when you have a loved one that's living the life that God has chosen for them, instead of thinking they're always trying to put you down, say bad things, don't look at it like that. Especially if they are a man or woman of God. True man or woman of God, all they're doing is saying to you what thus said the Lord. Don't get me wrong. A lot of us don't want to hear correction. You didn't want to hear it in school. You didn't want to hear it in the house. You don't want to hear it in your relationship. You don't want to hear it, but if you just stop and think about it and say, God, what am I to get out of this? You can receive correction without staying upset. I ain't going to say without getting off, because if you got upset, it's okay to go back and say, you know what, I wasn't trying to hear you at that time. Go back and say, I thought about it. I just tell the truth. God wouldn't let me sleep. I didn't get no peace. So I'm just coming to you right now to say, I'll work on it. Or if you just, you have to say, I don't think I did no, whatever you feel you haven't, you feel, say it, but still allow God to work in you and on you. Because when you are living the way you want to live, you really don't see nothing wrong with it. Because there was a time in my life I didn't see nothing wrong with what I was doing. I'm going to pause for you to catch it. I really didn't. Because we always think we know what's best for us, even when we work with two left shoes on one right foot. Yeah, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. So I'm so excited about coming into the knowledge of God for myself. Getting a relationship with him, knowing that because of my upbringing, I'm at the place that I am. I have to smile sometime and say, God, I thank you for the way I was raised, because I see myself doing some of the things and saying some of the things that was said to me growing up. And I have to laugh and be like, if my parents was here right now, they'll bust out laughing. They'll laugh so hard. They would. You know, because, see, I'm going to share this with you. When I was younger, my parents was able to help my siblings out with their children, raising them, helping with them, providing for them. But when I had my son, my mother passed away the day before he turned 4 months. She passed away April 6th, 1997. And he turned 4 months on April 7th. When my father passed away, my son had just turned 8 months. But I was taking care of my dad because he had Hodgkin's, and he needed help. So I didn't have the opportunity to have my parents help me with my child. But I remember before my mom passed, she told me to give her my son. She held him, and she whispered something in his ear, and he was 3 months old, basically 4 months. And I remember how the old folks call it a coo. He made a coo, cooing sound, and she said, in the name of Jesus. And she said, protect him all the days of his life. Pray for this kid. And I said, okay, Mom. You know, not thinking, I didn't know nothing about it, not knowing my mom needed to be rushed to the hospital because she was being herself, as calling everybody, telling them how much she loved them and everything, before she told me to take her to the doctor. That's another story. But anyway, my mom and my dad wasn't able to help me with watching my son, helping with my son, but at the same time, what they had put in me and had me do as when we were younger, helping with the other sibling children, I was able to stay before God, trust God, knowing that I had no other way to go but to get with God to raise my child. When you think of baby daddies, mama, you know, parents and family being there for your kids, My mom always taught me, and my daddy always said it. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. Baby get it, baby sit it. You don't rush and wait and depend on nobody else to help you with your child but you. I don't care if you're together or not. You raise your child, but you make sure you raise your child with the word. The word. The first thing I taught my son was Exodus 20 and 12. The same thing my parents taught us. Honor thy mother, thy father, thy days shall be long on this green earth that the Lord has given thee. That's what I taught. So with that being said, again, I want to thank you all for joining Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. My name is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I pray that everybody have a sweet rest of tonight. I pray that you all are just turning your life over to God, repenting, understanding that God is God and he won't do anything except his will. He knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for us. So once we get that inside of us, we will surrender to God's will. Come back Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you can hear possibly like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser bring forth the word on Blog Talk Radio this Sunday morning and every Sunday morning. If you would like to come back this Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear our very own evangelist Tony Montgomery and Minister Ron Montgomery teach us on family love with a whole lot of touch of God. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you come back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear our Wisdom Wednesday that God has blessed us with. And you can hear what God has to say. If you come back next Friday, you can hear us again talk with you all on what God is talking about with the body of Christ. And we just want to say we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And to my family that's listening in, call in on Blog Talk. If you call in on a Sunday morning and you want family prayer, we have family prayer time at 10:45 a.m. on the same line. You can join in with prayer. You can pray with us. You can ask for prayer. Or just call in if you need the information for that prayer line service on Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please inbox me or call me, and I will give you all information you need. So I just pray that you all still pray for Minister Margot McCore, our cousin Will Smith Jr., Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, and his family also. Pray for my family. Pray for our ministry, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, for every one of our ministers, pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, reverends, every man and woman of God that's on the ministry team. I want you all to know that it is no coincidence that you ran across this live or on the replay. God doesn't make mistakes. It's something for someone or anyone to hear, because sometimes a simple little statement can help set someone free, because you have to remember you wasn't always saved. Some of us have to go back and think about our mindset. Some are broken right now and they need to hear something about the goodness of the Lord. God can forgive and save anybody. Give him a chance. You've tried all the other stuff. try God. I tell you, the best thing you could ever do, try God. So pray for Israel. Pray for the people of the world. I would just say pray for even Iran. Pray for everybody, because everybody is in a state of mind that they need to know that Jesus saves. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and tell the Lord of your salvation to save you all over again. So with that being said, I want to just say to you all, good night. Just in case you forgot, foundation of scripture, Matthew 6:33. Y'all forgot. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, everyone.